Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Another migrant in our area with no criminal record now in ICE custody, this time a 20-year-old honors student at Suffolk Community College.
Sarah Lopez Garcia continues to be held at a detention center in Louisiana. In fact, she's been there since May, and it appears she is set to be deported to Colombia. Her mother is also in detention. She told NBC4 by phone she doesn't know what's happening.
It makes me feel angry because I think I don't deserve this. My mom doesn't deserve this.
Lopez Garcia is 20 years old, an honors student at Suffolk Community College, where she's set to graduate later this year. Now, she's also engaged. Santiago Ruiz is her fiancé. He also spoke to Channel 4.
I'm not going to lie, that hurts. It hurts a lot because we really dream with this. We've really been waiting a lot of time for this moment.
What's not clear right now is what legal representation Lopez Garcia and her mother have at this point. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Meantime, her fiancé also said that her brother has been left on Long Island in the care of neighbors, apparently, because as a minor, ICE agents decided not to arrest him. George Santos has until July 25th to surrender to the Federal Bureau of Prisons to start serving time for wire fraud and identity theft. In a post on X, he told supporters that if he dies behind bars, it will be at the hands of someone else. The disgraced former Long Island congressman wrote that he is not depressed or suicidal and has no intention of harming himself. A judge greenlights the Adams administration plan to take down a protected bike lane on Bedford Avenue between Willoughby and Flushing in Williamsburg. The mayor has been pushing for this since he hosted a town hall in the neighborhood, where community members have a history of being against the added bike infrastructure in the city.
The plaintiff's attorney, Peter Beadle, called the ruling disappointing, pointing to the Department of Transportation's own documents that say removing the bike lane will make everyone less safe.
That he's willing to trade street safety for votes, and I don't know if that's true or not. This is just what I've heard. But if that's what's motivating this, then that's absolutely tragic.
Williamsburg resident Isaac Abraham led the fight to have the lane removed.
It's the injuries of the few children that caused him to pay attention. But now it plays in political favor for him.
Bike lane proponents are considering an appeal. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Nassau County lawmakers have signed off on new legislation that cracks down on animal abusers, with County Executive Bruce Blakeman saying he will sign this. The bill expands the definition of misdemeanor offenses involving animals, penalizes offenders with up to a year in prison, adds fines of up to $1,000, and doubles the amount of time offenders are included on the Animal Abuser Registry. Bill's sponsor, John Ferretti, tells 1010 Winds this is a no-brainer.
It's so important that if somebody is convicted of abusing an animal, we make sure they're never, ever again in possession of an animal. If you abuse an animal, you've lost the right to have one, and this bill will make sure that that is the case and that these people who are dangerous to their communities pay for their crimes.
Peretti says he hopes Suffolk County will follow suit. Nassau SPCA President Gary Rogers tells the New York Post the legislation is a step in the right direction, but ultimately he says state law needs to be changed. A 90-year-old man struck and killed in a hit-and-run in Brooklyn. This was Tuesday morning, as Zhuo Ji was crossing East 14th Street and Avenue U, he was struck by a guy riding a moped. Both men fell to the ground. Witnesses say at first the moped driver checked on Ji, but then got back on the bike and took off. Police say the moped did have the green light, but that surveillance video showed he wasn't looking straight ahead when he plowed into the victim, who was pronounced dead at the hospital. The mother of a 15-year-old who died while subway surfing gets the go-ahead now from a state judge to sue the parent companies of both TikTok and Instagram, which she says are addictive and promote dangerous practices to kids. It was February of 2023 when Zachary Nazario fell off the top of a subway car. His mother, Norma, had also sued New York City Transit, but the judge dismissed that part of the case. When asked about this, ByteDance referred comment to TikTok, which is yet to reply. A Meta spokesperson said they're disappointed with the ruling and would continue to work with the MTA to address subway surfing. The New York Public Service Commission held a public hearing last night in Brooklyn over proposed Con Ed rate hikes, and both city and Westchester residents did not hold back.
Get ready to pay a lot more on your electric bill. Con Ed wants to raise their rates by nearly 18% and gas by 15%. New Yorkers like Phil are fed up.
Why did we have to raise our electric rate so we had a brutal heat wave?
We deserve a good infrastructure and we deserve reasonable rates. Nothing extra spectacular that just stuffs the pockets of Con Edison's management.
The same goes for Stephanie that says everything just keeps getting more and more expensive.
It's so annoying. And this is like not the first time that people have been pissed off at Con Ed.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Brooklyn Borough Hall.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.